tonight on AWCY-FM. We've blown a hole through November and it's flatlined, which can only mean it's time for the election post-mortem with Chicago on the slab. We'll be discussing the results, the voters, and featuring a special one-on-one with County Commissioner candidate Amethyst Lars. All this, the December community calendar, and a closing song by Chicago Gore Grind legends, GLAD.
The following program is a work of fiction and falsehood that is not meant to be interpreted as actual fact. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of the broadcaster or the management thereof. This program deals with morbid themes and grotesque humor. Listener discretion is advised.
Good evening, Chicago. It's 8:04 p.m. on December 7th. I'm Cam Smedley, joined by our investigative journalist, our sponsors.
Happy December, everybody.
Welcome, everybody, back to AWCY-FM. Tonight's episode, Election Post-Mortem, Chicago on the Slab. But a lot's happened besides the election since we last broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Signals have been broadcast. So we could report on those. Events have taken place. And then, of course, the turkey in the room, Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, yeah.
And Black Friday.
And Cyber Monday, of course.
Yeah, the Trinity.
But to that end, R, how was your Thanksgiving? One visit the sponsors clan, I take it?
How was my Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd be happy to talk about my, experience at Thanksgiving. It's always the thing that always jumps out to me about Thanksgiving is how much of an ordeal it is. It doesn't start on Thanksgiving.
Oh, no, it definitely does not. And it is usually an ordeal. I don't know if you have this issue a lot, but I know when I go home, I meet up with the family at the Dells and we have family from all over the place.
Yeah.
They've spread out, and when we get together. It's a never ending discussion, right? It's never ending back and forth and sort of, you said this on social media. Oh, why didn't you come to this? It's very dramatic. And usually I can't. Yeah. How about you? Is it usually dramatic for you?
It can be.
Well, this year, I'll tell you, for the Smedley clan, it was dramatic.
Yeah.
But it was a moment of great victory for yours truly and a lot of the people that see similar to me because, a little something that happened earlier this month. Hold on. Let me grab something real quick. What you looking? Wait, what do you see?
What do I see?
I just put on a hat. What's it say?
I do see that you put on a hat.
What's it say?
Do I have to?
No. Yes. What's my hat say?
It says "Make America Great Again."
That's right. Things are looking great, not for the nation and for Cam, and especially at Thanksgiving this year. No one had anything to say. Let me tell you that much. Mm-hmm. I roll in hot. I open the door.
It sounds like
uncles go wild. The uncles love this. The aunts,
the uncles,
here.
The aunts are half and half.
Aunts are half and half. I can't help myself. I'll be the first to admit. I can't help myself. And I have this cousin.
One thing I would say about you, Cam, is that you can't help yourself.
I have this cousin, Kale. And we get into
Kale.
It.
Kale.
Kale. Like the leaf.
Well, yeah.
Blue hair, nose ring. Lives in the Pacific Northwest now with some other individuals. And every year we get into it. Every year we get into it.
How
because,
old is
because
this person?
I'm like 16, 17.
Okay.
We get into it every year. Oh, land acknowledgement this. Oh, Indian that. Oh, Juneteenth whatever. But this year, Kale had nothing to say, and I had a whole lot to say. Let me tell you.
I can imagine.
And then the family loves it. They at the there's some tears maybe during the event, but they all come back the next year. So it's fun. It's like a fun
for
little
round
thing.
Two.
Round two, three, and four coming up these next Thanksgivings, and let me tell you this.
Tell us, Kim.
For dinner,
uh-huh.
Turkey.
Okay.
Mashed potatoes in the gravy.
Yeah, some favorites.
Sweet potato casserole.
Ooh.
And some stewed kale.
Evocative, certainly, Cam.
Brian Urlacher for Border Czar. Come on. Not announced yet, but I have my channels, rest assured.
Okay.
Elon Musk. Vivek Ram... Ram...
yeah.
Vivek?
Vivek.
They're doing that thing?
Yeah.
That's so cool. You should have seen the look on their face.
Cam has the biggest smile on his face.
You should have seen the look on Kale's face. And if you're listening, Kale, I have no hard feelings. But, you know, at next year, if you're not ready to be pwned, maybe leave the nose ring out, all right?
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Chugga chugga. Trump train, baby.
Thanks. Thanks, Cam. I think that's great to hear. But as I was saying, Thanksgiving can be sort of an ordeal. I know for me and for many, Americans and Chicagoans who just want to keep it peaceful at Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving.
What's the fun in that, though?
Thanksgiving is a time to come together and meet family and engage in, you know, those traditions, those rituals that we're all so familiar with, and it gives us a sense of home, a sense of family. And so, of course, saying all that, I'm not the first one to tell you, I don't have to be the one to tell you that Thanksgiving doesn't start on Thanksgiving. It starts, you know, it's the entire week. It starts on Monday. What do I got to do? I look over my checklist. I got to iron my set of three robes. I have to dust off my medallions, put them carefully back into their case, the travel case, of course. I need to retan my ceremonial belt. You don't realize how often you have to do that, but you got to apply the oil. You got to put it, you know, you got to stretch it out on the tanner. It's got to be just right.
Oh, is this like a Mormon Thanksgiving or something?
No, this is totally secular. I mean, I'm not one of these religious, you know, people.
I think you kind of look like a Mormon. Kind of in the eyes.
So the thing that so that's all before Thanksgiving, and then of course the day of you come in, you have everything perfectly pressed, and you see the family, and it's some familiar faces, maybe some new ones, but regardless, I can always expect to see, you know, good old Uncle Hershaw, and he's really excited to tell you about this year's side dish that he brought, the Immortal Flame. And we're all really excited to get a look at this thing.
Oh, sounds tasty.
The whispering ants, of course, in the corner.
Oh, they weren't whispering in the Smedley household this year. Yeah. I'll tell you that much.
Well, they're whispering at my household, and one thing that I wish that they would be a little bit, you know, that they would at least leave at home this year was is that demon casserole.
Green beans.
Maybe. It's anybody's guess. But it's always really nice to, you know, hang around, see the good old boys, the seven sacred cousins being brought forth on eight silver platters. And then, of course, good old Uncle Stu, who's finally awakened.
Too much turkey, right?
I mean, it's just mass at this point. It's just, it's matter devoid of purpose or meaning. But the thing is, the thing that I'm always most worried about is what I'm going to bring for this year's offering. You know, I don't want to bring the same thing as Aunt Sheila, like, as what happened last year. But the thing is, besides, you know, all the worry, all the friction that you might experience, it's just generally a peaceful time, right? You go into the dining room, you sit around the table, you feast, you embrace, you chant, and then of course when everybody's finished, when everybody's had their fill, we retire to the great hall, we toss the little ones an orb to roll around and stare into, and we retrace the movements of our ancestors.
Yeah, just tossing the pigskin around.
There is pigskin involved, yes.
Well,
some kind of skin.
Well, now that we've
I'm no skin expert.
Right. You're sure you're not a Mormon?
No, Cam, I'm not a Mormon.
Well, moving that aside, we have a lot to cover this evening. A lot has gone down over the election season, and so we got to run through this. So why don't we move briskly on to the news?
Mm-hmm.
So aside from the number of candidates that got elected to the various positions this year, there were a number of ballot measures.
Yes,
that
Chicago
were
local ballot measures.
And I, for one, just, you know, editorializing a little bit here, I love ballot measures. It's so much fun. It's like you get to choose the laws. You know, you don't choose a dude to choose the laws for you. I shouldn't say dude. That was very unprofessional for me. You don't choose candidates to choose the laws for you. You get to choose the laws. It's really fun. And
I suppose.
There are a lot of really interesting ballot measures that went up this year. And
we got the results. So, yeah, we can talk about what they were and whether or not they're going to, you know, go into effect this year, next year.
All right. Well, let's start with ballot measure F,
okay.
Which
one's that?
That was to outlaw putting cats into little outfits. I'm paraphrasing a little bit here.
Sure. Yeah, we're putting it in layman's terms.
And it failed.
That's unfortunate. I don't know. It depends on your. It sounds like it's fortunate for. It's fortunate that it failed for those that were that liked doing that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people out there. They have little outfits. They like to put their cats in them.
I don't care either way. I mean, I like them sometimes, but I could see, you know, from the cat's point of view. I don't think it doesn't seem like it likes it.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter anymore because it's not illegal to put cats in little outfits. So cat lovers, rejoice.
Yes, rejoice and get out your little outfits. The next one here is ballot measure Q, to make the day after St. Patrick's Day a holiday so people can recover.
Right. I mean, you know, St. Patrick's Day, big day in Chicago. We dye the river green. Mm-hmm. People drink. Sometimes they fall in the river. They come out green.
And there's, you know, this entire year, you've heard the – ever since, like, last St. Patrick's Day, you've heard the, you know, the Irish – the Irish rights people out there talking about how racist it is that the day after St. Patrick's Day isn't also a holiday. Because they can't recover. They can't recover from all their drinking that they did on St. Patrick's Day.
Right. And I mean, you know, to a certain degree, too, I feel as though it's always been an unofficial holiday in the city kind of for that reason.
Yeah.
Because what's the point of forcing someone to come in if they're going to be stumbling, hungover, and useless anyway? You know,
sure.
There's really practically no difference.
I mean, it's a safety risk at that point. Maybe they're operating some heavy machinery.
Right. And that's why it passed. Because
yes.
I think
it's an obvious law.
It's obvious. It makes sense.
Years coming, you know.
If anything, now it can't be used punitively by bosses against individuals who decided to celebrate the holiday to its fullest.
Ireland rejoice, yes.
We have ballot measure 45, which was nicknamed the Save the Ducks measure, which would criminalize bothering ducks. Once again, we're simplifying here.
Mm-hmm.
But in essence, it means no chasing the ducks, no picking up the ducks.
Yelling at ducks,
throwing things at ducks, et cetera. And interestingly enough, it failed. And I'm curious to know it didn't pass by a pretty large margin,
right,
too. So I'm wondering what happened there.
Well, I'm guessing that, you know, ducks don't have the right to vote is the issue.
Right. I mean, to be fair, I'm not huge into this quote unquote nanny state, which is, you know, why I'm so excited for, you know,
ballot measures.
The Vivek
Just learn the name, Cam. It's not that hard.
Yeah, I learned the name Vivek. It failed.
You think
you can bother ducks still?
You think Vivek likes bothering ducks?
I think that he would take the stance that people should bother. It's inefficient not to.
Yeah, it's inefficient not to. The next one is ballot measure cream. And this one says that there should be an extra ice cream scoop tax. Every scoop of ice cream gets an additional tax.
Well, beyond the second scoop, you know, normally that's the key there.
Sure.
So it wouldn't be penalizing people.
You know, single scoop Sally's and
a single scoop Sally or a double scoop Donnie.
Right.
You know, they could enjoy, but as soon as you get 3, 4, 5 scoops,
yeah,
that's a cumulative tax that's adding on to it. It's kind of like the soda tax, which
mm-hmm.
I have opinions on that I will not get into.
But this one did pass.
It did pass, which I'm curious to know. I feel like this is just going to be passing on the expense to the consumer, you know? There's no carve out for Sundays, for example, here, which I think is ridiculous. You're essentially putting a tax on Sundays.
Also, there's no legislation on exactly how big a scoop is, so we might just start seeing giant scoops.
Right. I think this came from a what many people would say is a good place. It's unfortunate that it passed, but hey, that's democracy. Sometimes decisions are made that you don't necessarily agree with, but
the next ballot measure is ballot measure 0+1, which is again sort of simplifying something that's pretty complicated. It's sort of just whether or not we should incorporate the suburb of Chicago, Niles, into Chicago. And that one failed.
It did fail, which is shocking because, you know,
they have that leaning tower up there.
And people from Niles were not a part of this discussion either.
No,
I think it would have been good for them. I think Chicago needs the land. I think we need sort of that living space in order to continue expanding.
It's a contested space, certainly. And I think Chicago would do something pretty cool with it. Maybe like a little Paris.
Right. Unfortunately, we're not going. It didn't pass. So
I guess, Niall, one more year, you have your independence.
For better or for worse. Ballot measure TT. Now, this is interesting because I wasn't actually sure how they could do this. And now that it's passed, I'm extra curious how they're going to do this. And that is this was a ballot measure to make a new Batman movie.
Uh-huh. In the city of Chicago, new Batman movie.
Right. Ballot measure TT.
I don't know what that means.
Who could guess?
But it did pass, so I think in the next couple of we've had all these Joker movies. Might as well get a new Batman on the
I think that represents an interesting question. Now, if we get, let's say, they make Joker 3 The Jokening in Chicago, for example, like we'll just say it's a Joaquin Phoenix Joker.
Yeah.
Kind of a crappy Joker in my opinion, but how are they, you know, is that, will that be,
does that count as a Batman movie?
Right, exactly.
Does Batman need to be in the movie to make it a Batman movie?
I guess that's going to be up to the legislators.
That's for the lawyers to figure out.
I could see this going immediately to the court. I could see that happening.
Yeah, exactly.
And finally, ballot measure J, which would establish a city-run fund of $200,000 for Jody. Because in his words, Jody ain't got no job.
No, he doesn't. He ain't got no job, but he needs funds though. He needs those fungibles.
And why?
Because he's an important part of our culture, of our city.
And what's $20,000 in the grand scheme of things?
I think it was $200,000 was what you said. Is it 20 or is it 200?
Oh, actually, you're right. It is $200,000.
Ooh,
well, maybe that's less of a drip in the bucket. I mean, that's the salary of what, like half a teacher.
But this is the thing, you know. Lots of people in the city of Chicago, they got $200,000, you know, liquid funds. I trust Jody with what he's going to do with it.
I as do I, and apparently the city did as well because it passed.
It passed.
So looking up for Jody.
Yeah, things are looking up for Jody. Some of your tax dollars this year are going straight to that fund for Jody.
And
Jody's for everybody, baby. Jody's going to treat you right with that.
And those were the ballot measures this year.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing some excellent ballot measures next time.
besides the ballot measures, you know, the results of the election it's one thing. But we wanted to make sure that we also talked to the people that caused the results of the election.
Yeah, the people that we can blame for this.
The voters.
Yeah.
And so what I did with the help of the mobile studio was I've gone around and I've talked to some actual true and honest local Chicagoans on the street.
And thank you for doing that. Usually that would be my job, but you decided to do it yourself.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of interviews for this episode, and I'll be the first to admit it's not my forte. I'm good at reading the news. I'm good at commentating on the news. But when I actually have to interact with the people that the news has happened to, it's not in my wheelhouse.
Well, why don't we see how you did on this for this first interview then?
Right. So this is one of our first voter spotlights off the street, off the cuff voter interviews. Let's cut it over right to that.
Hi, hello. Are you planning on voting?
Absolutely.
Who are you planning on voting on?
David Lynch.
David Lynch, the director?
Yes.
For what position are you electing David Lynch?
President.
What do you like about David Lynch for president?
His sunglasses.
Oh, thank you for your time.
I'm sorry. So I'm what
she was very, very excited to talk to me. You know, I think obviously David Lynch should not win. I don't
quite a character that you've interviewed. The one thing that I would say about that is The one comment, the immediate thing that called to my attention was the quality. We have a pretty nice mobile unit that I showed you how to use, Cam. Were you using it?
Well, I tried to use it, and I didn't plug something in right.
Step by step.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of
cords.
And
I gave you that guide.
Listen.
Why don't you just use the checklist?
I'm not going to read all that. To answer your question, I used my own mobile recording studio.
Yeah?
For these.
You have your own mobile recording studio?
Yeah. I mean, we all do in our pocket.
You're talking about your phone. You used your phone?
Yeah. Yes. Yes,
incredible.
I did. But
for all of them? For every single one?
Well, we'll have to listen to find out.
Okay, Cam.
I think I figured it out for one. I think you figured it out, your mobile unit or your phone? What do we got coming up next?
And in other news, there's a fundraiser that's happening for the Scott family. This is a family, they're struggling to find community after a fire has destroyed many of their possessions.
Hold on. I'm getting some breaking news right now.
I'm in the middle of the Scott.
No, hold on. I'm sorry. I got. This is important.
This is a little bit more important than whatever you're probably
going to say. Listen. No, it's not. Scott family. Who cares? No one knows who they are. They don't know who they are.
Their
community.
Knows who they are.
My God. Oh my God.
What is it, Cam? This better be good.
The Blue Man Group.
What about them?
They're ending performances in Chicago.
Okay.
The Blue Man. No, I don't think you heard me. The Blue Man Group is
no
longer.
Yeah, the Blue Man Group.
The Blue Man Group is not playing in. Is going to stop playing in Chicago at the end of this year.
I know.
What do you mean you know?
I've heard already.
Why wasn't this a story?
It's not that.
What are you talking about? It's not that important.
We didn't have time for it.
What do you? Well, I'm making time for it.
Cam.
Oh God. Oh my God.
I didn't know that you had such a
30
connection.
Years? They've been here for 30 years.
I've literally never even seen the Blue Man Group in performance.
What? Well, now you
have
gotta.
Have you?
Yes. Every year for my birthday. They put a little hat on me.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure I know them. I'm pretty sure they recognize me.
The Blue Men?
Yeah, one of them.
Which one?
The bald one. There's nothing funny about this.
So, okay, can we get back to the Scott family story?
I think we need to have a moment of silence for all of us out there who back the Blue.
We can't, well, number one, you know that we can't have a moment of silence on the radio.
With you yapping. I'd like to have a moment of silence for the Blue Man Group.
I'd rather not.
I would like to have a moment of silence for the Blue Man Group, okay?
How long? So they like play the drums or something?
I'm having a moment of silence.
Okay, so we have to end.
Did I say?
You have something that you also did. We did. We worked together on.
All right. Yeah, I think that's enough time for the Blue Man Group. Yes. We
Chicago on the Slab.
We talked to the election postmortem. Chicago on the Slab. There were a lot of local positions that were voted on.
Yeah.
Number of judges,
commissioners,
specifically the county commissioners,
sheriffs.
The 17th, 18th, and 19th seats were up for election.
Right.
For the Cook County Commission.
Yeah.
And we got the opportunity. Actually, they reached out to us. A candidate, Amethyst Lars,
yes.
who was running for the county commission. And we got an opportunity. It was really actually, I think, quite interesting because they reached out to us early on enough in the season to
right.
where we could check in multiple times over the course of the campaign.
Of course. And this is unheard of. This was a front runner candidate that we effectively had exclusive access to throughout the course of the campaign. And so it was really exciting to be interviewing them throughout, at all the different stages that a candidate would find themselves in, in the election cycle.
Right. And it's also, I would have been honestly, once again, I'm not much of an interviewer.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would have done quite well At this R, and I'm sorry the background check fell through for the security clearance on that. I
am
sorry.
I think that
I scooped you on this.
I still think that you might have somebody. I know that somebody has messed with my mail. It's happened in the past. I sent it in. I sent everything in. I don't know why they didn't receive it. I think somebody has been messing with my mail.
Well, maybe that's something.
I don't have evidence of this. All I know is that I did send it in. I postmarked it. I sent it through the mail, and between the time that of me dropping it in the box and it getting to the office, something happened to the letter.
Well, in any case, what's done is done. We have a 3-part interview. We're going to post the first. Do the first part right now.
Yeah.
So let's cut over that.
Let's do that.
Welcome to our election spotlight. I am Cam Smedley, and we will be speaking with Amethyst Lars, candidate for the 18th seat of the County Commission. Let me just start off by saying thank you for letting us have access to your campaign as you embark on this quest.
You should be thankful.
So the County Commission, a lot of people aren't entirely sure what a county commissioner does, what their authority is. So why don't you just start off and tell us what you're thinking of doing with this position?
Well, you know, first of all, I want to state that to ask what a county commissioner does really misstates the underlying drive of it.
Right.
Where I think I'm going to push this into going, what can a county commissioner not do? And then I'm not going to take you can't do it for an answer.
Well, I mean, that puts you in a very good position because anything could, in theory, sound conceivable under the purview of the county commissioner, presuming, you know, you're in the county, right? I mean, that makes sense to me. So what is it precisely that you are intending to do? What's your platform for this?
Well, for a while now, the city has been considering starting a quantum corridor on the site of Old Steelworkers Park. And I think that the city and the county are making a grave error in doing this. And I'm going to use my position to scuttle that plan. Now, even though I haven't been elected yet, I have been in talks with DraftKings and a couple of the largest private prison corporations in the United States.
Right. Let me ask you this, because I, for the sake of the listener, what precisely is the quantum corridor? What exactly is that plan?
You know, I don't know, and the voters don't know either.
Right.
And I think that this is a big problem, because if no one knows what it is, do they really want it there?
The polls will bear that out. I'm inclined to agree with you. DraftKings, private prisons, how does that tie into this plan that you're looking to overturn as the county commissioner?
Well, so as you know, on the current site of the park, there is extreme environmental contamination. We have one of the most repulsive brownfields in America. And what better site is there to open up a debtor's prison for sports gamblers on that particular site?
A debtor's prison is a pretty radical proposal. That's not something that has existed in America for a long time. Do you think there might not be backlash to this proposed idea?
Well, I think when you're doing anything bold, there's going to be some backlash. And powering through it is important. I think what's going to get the voters on my side in this is that it is going to raise the population of Cook County. If we ship all of America's most degenerate sports gamblers into that location, we're going to get higher congressional proportional representation than other places and bring power into Chicago.
Right. Well, looking through some other things that you've mentioned on your campaign website, the blog that you run, various things that you've said online, it seems as though county commissioner is not your final intent, correct?
Correct. It is. It is my goal to one day run for mayor.
Right. And is there what does county commissioner do to get you to that? Why not just run for mayor initially?
Well, you know, this is all part of my plan. One, I think, you know, becoming a Cook County commissioner would get me more involved with not just the city of Chicago, but Cook County as a whole, because we are all one interconnected economy.
Right.
But I need to start this plan with the debtor's prison now. It is going to take several years to accumulate enough human misery in that spot to open up a portal to hell. And that is ultimately my goal in that place.
Right. And what... tell me more about hell. I think explain to the voters what the pit to hell... is this a literal pit to hell?
Oh, yes. No, it will be a portal to hell. It does go directly down, but also to say that it goes down is really oversimplifying things. It goes into another realm. And then, you know, once I am going to be mayor of Chicago and I'm going to be able to sign contracts for Chicago, we can finally call forth Mephistopheles and sign a deal with Satan.
Well,
this would give Chicago great power. It would give it the ability to straddle the world.
Right. I think that it will be a message that resonates with a lot of Chicagoans and a lot of people in the county, Cook County. Thank you so much for taking this time, Amethyst Lars. I'm excited to meet back up with you later on in the election season. And you can tell me and we'll talk then. The thing that I don't think comes across in the interview, and how could it, because it's an
right.
audio interview, is
right.
the sheer passion, the maniacal energy
right.
That she had. You know, we
definitely
we,
a sparkling character, a very flamboyant character.
It was a very unique position.
Yes. Perspective on the city and how it should be run.
Right, and how developments ought to occur, but
drastic changes, very large changes.
Certainly. We'll be checking back in with Amethyst Lars later in the program.
Mm-hmm.
But now let's switch gears back to another voter spotlight. We did a few, as we said, going around talking to voters in Chicago.
How did you do this? You were on the street, you went into establishments?
Yeah, just organically, you know, when I go about my daily business, because in my mind...
What's your daily business, Cam?
I don't have time to get into that right now.
Yeah.
But suffice it to say... I went about when I saw someone that looked like they would be willing to talk about the election. I went and I asked them about it.
Okay.
And
a self-selective group.
Well,
not a truly random sample.
A cam selected group, I suppose.
See. Okay.
But I interact with normal people, so I figured why not? That would be as representative as anything else.
And they were willing to talk to you despite the fact that you were just recording them on your phone.
Yes. Yes. Now this is an interesting gentleman that I got a chance to talk to.
Okay.
Very, very fascinating character. Let's cut over to this.
Let's cut over there.
I'm sorry to bother you this evening. Are you voting this year?
Probably.
Who are you voting for?
I'm thinking JFK.
JFK?
Yeah.
Not RFK Jr.
No.
So, why JFK? What do you like about him?
You know, I mean, I feel like he didn't really have enough of a chance last time, so I think we really need to let him finish the job.
All right, well, thank you very much.
All right, anytime.
Where were you?
I was in the neighborhood.
Okay.
I got a drink.
Okay, and you found... Why did you choose this individual in particular?
I, sitting at the bar, looked like a normal guy.
Okay, I guess that's a you know,
just a normal guy in a normal bar having a normal beer with
with
viewpoint
some...
that I would have never expected.
Sure, interesting viewpoint to be sure.
And we
unfortunately
still...
another year has gone by and his dreams have not come true.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
And moving now to our community calendar.
Are you looking for something to do in December? Well, there's lots of stuff to do, lots of events that are coming up, and we're happy to report on them.
Right. We've selected a few events that are sort of we thought were really good. The editorial staff we thought were really good.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about them now. So let's start off with something that's actually happening right now, but we'll
yes.
be continuing tomorrow.
If you look outside, you might be able to see it.
And that is Pearl Harbor at Navy Pier live.
Live air and water show. It's happening tonight, December 7th, and tomorrow, December 8th, Saturday and Sunday event. You've no doubt heard the planes going overhead. It's sort of the winter addition to the summer air and water show that they put on every year. And this time you're reliving history. You're reliving a historical event at you know, a familiar place, Navy Pier.
And you know, I went last year. Mm-hmm. I took my ex-stepson. We had a great time. They set up this – it's almost like Universal Studios mm-hmm. level of special effects where –
Yeah, they got fires.
The
they
zeros got... come down. Yeah. You know, you got people that jump in the water in their little sailor suits.
Yeah.
You know, they have some sort of like fake blood that comes up. Mm-hmm. It's really, really incredible. And I think
– You feel the terror.
And it's really quite educational as well, you know. It shows how war used to be before these robots got involved. And I think that any warm, hot-blooded American man ought to see firsthand the horrors of war.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this. It's much better than the movie.
Chris Kinglemart is happening –
started last month and is happening through December 24th.
Now let me ask you this: Have you ever been to Chris Kinglemart?
Of course, I'm from Chicago, aren't I?
Yeah, I mean it's a classic event. It's mm-hmm. You go there. This year they're changing it up a little bit. You know, you'll still have your
keep it fresh.
You'll still have your pretzels and your mead, your eggnog, your tchotchkes.
Your little wood knickknacks.
But this year they're introducing bobbing for ornaments.
Fun.
A dunk station where they dunk a Santa.
Dunk a Santa right into some eggnog.
And I hear there's might be dunking Grinches. I don't know how they cleared that with the estate of Dr. Seuss, but mm-hmm. If you look at the posters, there is a very cold-looking man in a Grinch outfit. shoes will be optional for the first time this year as well.
Incredible. I mean, yeah, hopefully they keep the glass from those ornaments away from the floor.
And something interesting, sort of something they've taken away from us in the interest of having a little bit more fun, making things a little bit more festive.
Yeah.
Rather than the little boot-shaped cups. Mm-hmm. They have to be boots.
Yeah, you're drinking it straight out of a boot, and you know all those leather workers can really show off their craft.
Right.
In addition to Chris Kinglemart, of course we have also something new. I don't know if you've heard, but there's a blood shortage going around. Cam, have you heard this?
Yeah, I think it has to do with that Dracula at the salt shed we reported on last week.
I don't think so.
Have you looked into that, by the way?
No, it's not on my list of things to do.
Could we get that on the list?
My list is pretty full.
Okay, so for anyone who didn't tune in last week.
Okay, there's a blood shortage. And so the American Red Cross.
At the salt shed.
The American Red Cross, in order to try to address the blood shortage that is not caused by a Dracula at the salt shed.
You can't say that. Don't lie to people.
They're now hosting.
Say that we don't know that it's not involved with a Dracula at the salt shed.
I am going to unabashedly say that I know for 100% certainty there is no Dracula at the salt shed.
Well, it's probably not there anymore.
Okay.
Well, we got figured out the Draculas, they can move around.
Okay, so we're combining, you know, an old favorite, Bleeding on Snow, with unfortunately this tragedy, this blood shortage. Red Cross is offering a Bleeding on Freshly Fallen Snow blood drive. It's every man's fantasy to bleed on freshly fallen snow, and now they're just turning it into a blood drive.
Right. I mean, not to harp on this again, but any red-blooded American man.
Wants to see that red blood on some white snow.
The steam gently wafting off of it. You're mm-hmm. probably thinking of your ex-wife or maybe a son who was shot by mobsters.
A dog.
And you look up and the snow gently falls on you and then it cuts to credits. Every man wants to go out that way, and probably some women too. And now you can relive that, or you can experience that mm-hmm.
And that blood's not going to waste. They're collecting, they're picking it up, they're putting it in bags, and they're sending it to hospitals.
Right, and no Draculas are involved.
No, there have never been Draculas involved in a blood drive. Next up here, we have everybody knows about Horse Birthday.
January 1st on the Northern Hemisphere.
Exactly, but few people know about Horse Independence Day, and that's taking place Thursday, December 12th.
Now, there's no citywide celebration, so this is a little bit of a aberration in terms of what we talk about in the community mm-hmm. calendar, but we felt it was important to bring the attention of Horse Independence Day to our listeners for
representation
them,
is so important.
For them to celebrate in their own way,
yeah.
To you know, bring out the horse heads, you know, maybe bet on some races.
Mm-hmm. Gallop around.
Yeah, it's we're here to celebrate our equine friends mm-hmm. and their do you know what they what they declared independence from for this, actually?
Well, I can tell you one thing. If I look at a horse, you know, sort of grazing calmly on a, you know, either it might be snowy, it might just be warm and green on those pastures. I look at that horse and I'm like, that is one independent individual. That's one of the most independent creatures that I know, that I can think of. And I think we have December 12th to thank for that.
Co-prosperity sphere.
Yeah. Is celebrating
the end of democracy.
The end of democracy.
On Thursday, December 19th. I think it's a little, once again, I don't want to editorialize too much. I think it's a little hyperbolic.
Preliminary.
But at the same time, that is, we broadcast at a co-prosperity sphere. They are celebrating it. Come swing
by. Everybody's going to, the whole neighborhood's going to rejoice.
I think I just heard some fireworks going off outside. Looks like we're celebrating a little bit early this year.
Yeah, we're celebrating end of democracy a little early this year.
Should be a lot of fun. Should mm-hmm. be a good time.
Food, drinks, and just mourning, I think.
Mourning, but, you know, probably like a New Orleans-style mourning where you have a jazz band and they yeah. sort of dance around. Or
mourning,
like,
but with trumpets.
Thursday, December 19th. End of democracy party.
And then finally, we have a Anything But a Drum Circle. That's taking place December 21st at McKinley Park.
Outside.
Outside. So that presumably it's going to be cold.
It should be quite cold, I'd imagine.
So maybe one of those things that you bring that's not a drum is maybe a coat. But definitely, you're going to want to bring something you can presumably hit, but it can't be a drum. Or maybe not even hit. Maybe you just bring something that's not a drum. Who knows?
We don't... We chose this one, but we don't really endorse it.
Sure what it is.
No, which is why we need you to go there and tell us what happens.
Yeah. Oh, and you know, you're going to be this is a citizen reporter duty for you. Go report on this for us and tell us what happened. And
December 21st,
just McKinley a few days Park. Before Christmas.
And that has been the community calendar. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to be featured on the community calendar, anything you'd
any events that you know of or are hosting?
Feel free to reach out at awcyfm@gmail.com, and
that's right.
We'll make it sure it gets into next month's.
Mm-hmm. Good month, everybody.
Good month.
Cam, I was wondering if I could say something. I had a prophecy yesterday, so I was wondering if I could, like, you think it was a good time to talk about it.
You had a prophecy?
Yeah.
Does this happen often?
Yeah. But no, they're usually not this, I think, important. So I usually don't talk about them on the radio. But this one, I think, is kind of important. So I really must insist, actually. I'm going to talk about my prophecy now. Okay, Cam?
Okay.
Okay, give me a
sure.
second.
He's getting something from his backpack right now. What is that, like a tome? All right, this is great radio. This is great radio so far. Yep, he's got a tome.
Rome has fallen.
Before you start, can I ask, how did these prophecies come to you? Where do they come from? Do you have like
a
vision?
Is that?
Do you have like a vision, or do you like eat some mushrooms or something? Like what do you?
No, I don't eat some mushrooms, Cam. They come to me. They're like friends, like acquaintances. They visit me.
Right.
And they leave behind wisdom, and that's wisdom that I think, in this specific time, you know, going through what we're currently going through as a city, Chicago.
Right.
I think it's going to be helpful. It was helpful for me, and I just want it to be as helpful for the listener as it was for me.
Okay. All right. Sure.
Okay. So where
here's,
was I?
Here's ours prophecy, everybody.
Where was I?
Enjoy.
Hold on. I lost my page. Oh, here we go. Rome has fallen. We are cracking on ice. Tiny little cracks that grow and grow. They're growing in every direction. We are fractions. We are factions. Those factions are splitting. They're growing radially from all directions. Energy is decreasing, and the cracks are...
If you want to do poetry, you can just call it poetry. We don't have to call it a prophecy. I mean,
this
actually,
isn't a poetry.
If you wanted to do poetry,
Cam,
you saw this. You saw this.
I visualized this.
Okay, I'm sorry for interrupting. Just keep going. Keep going.
The cracks, they're coming towards me. With. I'm standing on a tall tower. I'm looking out over the tall tower. I look in all directions. There's nothing in any direction. But the cracks, they're becoming more and more part of my vision. They're getting smaller and smaller, more intricate.
What the
they're
tower
growing.
Look
they're
like?
Crawling up the tower.
What's the tower
They're
look
crawling
like?
Up the tower. They're getting higher
I don't
and higher.
Think you
they're
heard
coming
me.
Closer
what's
and
the,
closer
what's the
to
tower
me.
Look like?
I'm running. I'm climbing the tower. One foot after the other foot.
Like the
one
Willis
hand
tower?
Over another hand. I'm crawling.
Maybe like a different
I'm climbing
tower.
Up the tower. I'm seeing people inside the buildings of the tower. They're turning into cracks. I am running away from the cracks. I know if the cracks catch up to me, I'm going to crack as well. And I keep looking out, and what appears is a face just like mine, but totally different, completely incomprehensible. I'm climbing, and I'm smelling burning. Is the burning coming from inside of me?
R.
Or is the burning coming from?
R, hold on. R, please, just real
outside
quick.
Outside of me.
R, real quick. What's the tower look like?
What?
What's the tower look like?
What tower?
The tower that you're climbing on in your prophecy. What's it look like? Which tower is it?
All right, that concludes my essay.
But what's the tower look like?
I cannot talk about the vision from outside the vision, Cam, I'm sorry. Please respect the vision.
All right, well, I guess we'll see if that prophecy comes true.
Where am I?
Is this going to be a reoccurring thing, do you think?
Who are you?
Should we make a... Oh, you let me know next time you have a prophecy before you spring it on me. I have another voter interview, real, true, and honest Chicagoan out there that we talked to prior to the interview about who they're voting for, why they're voting for him.
Wait. This is AWCYFM.
And, yep. Your news and interest, Chicago.
Chicago.
Hi, would you be willing to talk about what you're voting for this season?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that for sure Kennedy has my votes.
So you're going to be voting for RFK this year, it sounds like?
Definitely. This year and every year for the foreseeable future.
Well, what do you think about down ballot? Do you have any strong opinions about any non-Kennedy candidates?
I don't know anything about down ballot. I've never left the country.
Well, thank you very much.
A lot of Kennedy buzz among these people that I talked to.
Well, as I recall, the first one was not for the actual one on the ballot, but this one seemed to be for that one, yes.
I mean, people love the Kennedys, I guess.
As they always have, as they always will, I suppose.
Right. I want to come back to now our three-part interview series that we did with County Commissioner.
That you did. That I was not allowed to do that.
It wasn't my idea that you weren't allowed. There was.
You seem to accept it pretty fast.
Well, I mean, it's a scoop. We got to take the scoop.
Yeah.
Except with the taxes, not more than two. Thanks, Brandon Johnson. Amethyst Lars, mm-hmm. candidate for the 18th seat of the Cook County Commission.
Right.
When we last talked to them, it was about a month out from Election Day.
Yeah.
And this next interview we did the night before.
Incredible.
So let's check in and see how Amethyst Lars was going at that time.
Wish I could be there.
Let's talk. Let me just cut the clip. We can talk about it, all right? Just
okay. Hold on.
Hello, it's Cam Smedley back again. We are here with Cook County Commissioner candidate Amethyst Lars. When we last spoke, it was the very beginning of the election season. Now it is the day before elections. How are you feeling, Amethyst?
Well, you know, I could be feeling better, but the polls have been very rigged against me. It has been trying to demoralize my base.
As a true third-party candidate, in a traditionally very Chicago Democratic stronghold, it does put you at a disadvantage, I imagine, with regards to the ground game, as some might call it.
Right, right. But, you know, I do think that I have some good momentum. It's just been undersampled. You know, a lot of my initiatives are going great. For instance, we have Cars for Lars, where people can donate their cars to me for my campaign funds.
Right.
We have Bars for Lars, where I go to just bars in Cook County and I answer questions while drinking. And sometimes I pay my tab. I sometimes pay my tab.
Well, in the era of authenticity, it's you know, a lot of politicians try to engage with people with where they're at. So I can definitely see the appeal of, say, going to a bar, having a few drinks with your you know, potential constituents,
and having a few words with them too.
Right, and that's I would like to ask that because you know, your platform, as we discussed it about a month ago. Involved erecting a debtor's prison.
Correct. It does involve erecting a debtor's prison.
Right. And to that end, I believe the idea was to use this debtor prison as...
Hi, are you...
Hello, it's Cam Smedley, back again of the recognition of... And I'm not
No,
here to...
no. Okay. And remember, but one of my campaign slogans is hard as an amethyst.
Right.
That's my name. I'm Amethyst Lars,
and it is a rock. If I know my geology correctly,
yeah, it's a semi precious gem.
Right. So, how are you feeling with regards to coming up against your opponent, Bob Johnson? He's kind of laid low. I haven't seen a lot of anything from him. He is in some polls I've seen. He's on the polls that I've seen. How are you feeling about going up against him?
Well, you know, I'm feeling pretty good because he doesn't have the sort of support that I have. I mean, you said you haven't heard of him even. But no. I've had a great campaign called Stars for Lars, where local celebrities in Cook County have been supporting my campaign, have been using their, you know, their platforms to really put out the Amethyst Lars message.
Yes. Who are some of these celebrities, if you don't mind me asking?
I mean, you know, just the type of people that everyone around Cook County knows but are like national names.
Right.
Like Rod Blagojevich, Nick Fuentes, and Vince Vaughn.
Oh, okay. I mean, there's some heavy hitters in there. For sure. Basically, what it sounds like is you're feeling good. You feel like you have a good shot at this.
Yeah, I mean, I think I do have a good shot at it. I think that it's ultimately fated that I will become the county commissioner.
I am excited, as I'm sure you are, to see how this campaign has played out. I think you have a very unique platform, some very interesting policy decisions, and it'll be very interesting for us to meet again. So thanks. Thank you for your time, Amethyst. So
did she say Vince Vaughn?
And Nick Fuentes, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was a one another again, I can't possibly convey through the radio, but at this point, you know, the staffers are running around everywhere. Mm-hmm. It was hectic. It was hectic at the Lars campaign headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
And there was palpable tension.
Yeah.
Palpable energy. Absolutely. And
the energy you can only get on the, you know, on the trail, the election trail.
And especially right the day before, you know, final mobilizing the final things that you need to finalize.
Make or break. All your efforts could be for something real, or they could be for nothing.
Yeah.
Sort of like what I was doing.
Yeah,
nothing.
You know, speaking of the campaign trail, you know, there's something that I've been thinking about a lot lately. You know, a lot's been made of how social media influenced the election this year. Have you been following any of that?
It's pretty interesting. I mean, social media both allows us to communicate with each other better, but at the same time, it does provide us with sort of an insular community of people to talk to. So it's definitely a very interesting thing to think about, talk about its place in the political, you know, game. Did you have any thoughts on it, Cam? Is that why you're bringing it up?
Well, yeah. I mean, and you know, at risk of being politically incorrect, you know, I think social media is crap these days.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, even
it's a novel opinion.
Leaving aside all of these
you know, political ramifications, Russia, Iran, these other countries, you know.
Yeah, the other countries.
Influencing whatever.
Elon Musk.
I think it's just dumbing people down is what I really think it is.
And you are not alone in thinking that.
My ex-stepson, he shows me these TikToks of his. He flips through them and it's, you know, it's like slime or they're dropping like a ball off of something or dances or whatever.
Yeah.
What happened to good old-fashioned entertainment?
Like what?
Well, you know, when I was growing up, you didn't need all like 70 different people all doing the same dance or, you know, whispering or whatever.
Sure.
You got three guys.
Okay.
Three guys. Three real kind of goofy dudes. And
okay.
I remember this one time I was watching it with my peepaw. He put it on black and white, these three guys, and I forget exactly what it was, but they were, you know, they were like plumbers or something, and there was this bald guy and this guy with kind of like frizzy hair, and then this other guy with a bowl cut, and you know, the one guy with the frizzy hair is you know, telling them to move around. They pull out a pipe, mm-hmm. and then he turns around with the pipe after the bowl cut guy is like, "Hey, what about me?" And it's a bonk, and there's just like, and they're like, "Ooh!" Mm. And then the other
he got hit with the pipe.
Yeah, he got hit with the pipe. He turns around again and hits the other guy with the pipe, and they're going, "Ooh!" And then the one guy stands up and bops him in the nose, and he falls over, and a pipe wrench comes out,
yeah.
and it lands in the other guy's chest, and he's sort of like going, "Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa!" And then when he's spinning around, he turns around and he's like, "Oh, why I oughta?" But it's not the guy that hit him with the pipe. Mm-hmm. It's the guy that fell on the wrench, and he pops him in the nose, and then he turns around, he pops the guy with the pipe in the nose, and they're all like, "Ooh!" And then he drops the pipe and it lands on all their toes, and they're jumping around going, "Oh, my toes!" And then he pokes the guy in the eyes, and he's like, "Ah!" And then, you know, they're just rolling around, and then this one dude, you know, he's not one of the three dudes. He's a fourth guy.
Okay.
He comes out and he says, "Hey, I thought you're just, I'm paying you to fix my plumbing." And then they all kind of like snap to attention. But one of them slips on the pipe and he falls backwards and he hits his head again. And then, I mean, you know, you wouldn't get that on TikTok these days.
All right. Election postmortem. Chicago on the slab is our theme for this show.
That is right. And
we have one more clip that you recorded with the with Amethyst.
Yes, but we do, and this was taken the night after the election. Mm-hmm. After results came in.
Yeah.
She did not win. We'll just say it. She did not win. She did not get the county
not
commission.
Not really a spoiler warning or anything. This happened over a month ago.
Right. You know, you hear so much about the winners, mm-hmm. and how the winners respond.
Yes.
But to be there on the ground when someone loses.
To feel that energy that we had previously talked about leave the space abruptly.
Deflation. It was really quite something to behold. So the final portion of our interview with a failed county commissioner candidate, Amethyst Lars.
Okay, let's do that.
Cam Smedley again. I am joined by Amethyst Lars, who in our earlier discussions was running for county commissioner. It is now the day after Election Day, and you are not county commissioner, correct?
Rub it in, why don't you?
How are you? So I take it you're not feeling very well about how this turned out.
Well, no, I'm not feeling very well. I am destroyed.
Well, if I know this is all rather fresh, and I'm not trying to, you know, really dig in necessarily, but
do you know how much money DraftKings put on my campaign?
No, how much?
Neither do I.
Well, for the benefit of anyone who's just tuning in, you were running on a platform of establishing a debtor's prison, of contacting Mephistopheles, and then becoming mayor.
Right, you forgot that I was going to open a portal to hell, because the Mephistopheles is part of that, but there are other benefits.
Right.
Cook County could have had with a portal to hell on that site.
Right. So to
if you read my mailers, you'd understand. I didn't send out that many of them, but there were at least seven.
Well, do you feel as though this is a repudiation of this concept, or do you think that they're just not ready for it yet?
Well, I'm trying to keep positive. Where I think it got in front of people, and it's started the conversation. I have started the conversation, and the conversation has not finished. And I won't let the conversation finish until it ends the way I want.
So that's an excellent segue. What's the next move for Amethyst Lars?
I will be running for mayor of Chicago.
On the same platform?
Clearly.
Before I let you go, I just want to ask, would you have done anything differently if you could do it over again?
I really regret paying those bar tabs.
Well, thank you very much, Amethyst Lars, a former candidate for the 18th seat of the county commission and a possible candidate for mayor in a few years. I really appreciate the time you took to talk with me.
Shove it.
A character, truly a character that you would only ever see in local politics.
From start to finish, from before to after.
Well, let me ask you this, Ar. Please. What do you put her prospects for mayor?
What do I – after the election?
After failing a selection, do you think she's got what it takes to become the mayor?
To be the mayor?
Our next mayor of Chicago?
Well, let's look at the pros and cons. What does she have? She has a very ambitious, very clear campaign, a lot of people willing to do a lot of things for her – big ideas. It seems pretty good, honestly. It seems like better than previous mayors had going into the election. So I put them at pretty high.
Well, certainly 2 years before the election, anyway.
Yes. What do you think, Cam? Having met her,
would
that be somebody that you feel good about living in a city? The Mayee of?
You know what? It depends. It depends on if this interview was an essential part of getting her to the throne, as it were. If so, then yeah, I look forward to it. I think that we have a lot of good things coming our way.
Perhaps this is a cabinet position for us.
If this went over poorly, then no, I would live in constant fear, actually. Mm-hmm. Very strong energy comes off of Miss Lars.
Well, we can only wait.
Only wait and see. This has been our election post-mortem, Chicago on the Slab. Thank you for tuning in. This has been AWCY-FM. We broadcast every Saturday 8 to 9 p.m. on WLPN LP 105.5 FM Lumpen Radio. And for reruns of this program, among others, in our expansive back catalog, you can find us wherever you find your podcasts as AWCY-FM. That's AWCY-FM. If you have any comments, thoughts, or leads and stories for us, please reach out at AWCYFM@gmail.com. And now for our kids' table this evening, we have a special Thanksgiving song from a local Chicago power violence outfit, GLAAD.
And this is the song of the winter, the song of December. And we're bringing it to you.
It's the song of Thanksgiving, actually.
But it's currently December, so I think it's both.
It can be both.
Song of the holidays.
And if you like what you're about to hear, you should go ahead and check them out at gladviolence.bandcamp.com.
Go ahead and go to your local store and go to the plastic bags aisle, and you'll find them right there.
Certainly find some merch. Well, thanks again for everyone tuning in. We will be coming back to you next week.
Keep voting.
Thanksgiving by GLAAD. happy holidays and have a good show, guys.
Woo! Yeah, all right. All right. Gladviolence.bandcamp.com.
You're going to get this out of here, right? The drum kit out of here?
That's been all for tonight. Thanks for tuning in.
How are you going to get it out of here?